We're talking with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. The USDA released its latest cattle on feed report today. Tom, what does it tell us?
Well, Jim, in a nutshell, it's on the bearish side, mainly due to much larger placements than expected. First, we'll start with the February on feed number. It came in at 97%, 1 point higher than what the trade was looking for. They was looking for 96%. Now, this means that we have on feed now 10.76 million head of cattle. That is 6.3% above the year or above the 3-year average and 5.1% above the 5-year average. Now, Nebraska was unchanged versus a year ago on their on feed numbers, but Kansas was down 3% and Texas down 7% versus a year ago. Now, this is also the smallest February on feed number the past 11 years. Now, that large placement number we was talking about came in at 109%. It was only looking for 102.6%. This means we placed 2.029 million head of cattle in January, and that is 8% above the 3-year average and 9.3% above the 5-year average. This is the second largest placement number for January time frame in the last 11 years. Now, Nebraska placed 17% more cattle in January than they did a year ago. Texas placed 5% more, and Kansas placed 2% more. The weight breakdown showed all four categories above a year ago levels. Under 600-pound category, 4.4% more. 600 to 699-pound category, 12.8% more. 700 to 799-pound category, up 5.7%. And 800-plus category, up 12% more than a year ago. January marketings came in at 95%, very close to the estimate of 95.4%. It means we killed 1.788 million head of cattle in January. This is 2.7% below the 3-year average, and we saw Texas 16% less than a year ago on their January marketings, Kansas down 6%, but Nebraska was up 2% compared to a year ago. Now, we also had a cold storage report come out today. Beef in storage was 2.3% less than a month ago, and a whopping 11.4% less than a year ago. Pork was 12.5% more than a month ago, but 2.9% more than a year ago. Now, let's look at this week. We saw feeder cattle this week make new all-time record highs in all feeder cattle contracts. We're hearing of reports this afternoon that cash may have traded at 145 in the south and 147 in the north. That is $2 higher than last week. Now, this will probably have a negative effect on the markets when we open Monday morning, both live cattle and feeder cattle.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities on the latest cattle on feed report.